Good morning, I'm James Lake and this is the Fifi, Fev and Nick Bulletin. The media watchdog was out in full force this week as local radio stations were cracking down on unfortunate news anchors all over Melbourne.
Now, you would have just heard a little news report there from our newsreader, James Lake. I picked up, though, earlier this morning, we opened by saying, this is a story safe for younger ears. You probably think, here are some fluffier news pieces, nothing to alarm children, and this is what I heard.
James Lake with an update safer for young ears. Police are hunting three men behind a terrifying home invasion in Frankston South this morning. The trio stormed the Kirby Court home just after midnight, armed with machetes.
There you go. Kids, a nice little lullaby. I'm scared about the grown-up news stories that are coming later. If that's the one for the children.
A Ukrainian couple have been making waves after they handcuffed themselves together in an expression of love. This has led to panic among local punters as they scramble to find other creative ways to express their love towards their respective partners.
Me being the smart man out of that relationship, I would have been, hey, hun, if you love me, you'll stay there. I'm just going to pop out for a bit. I'll come back in a couple of days. And if you love me the way you say you love me, you will not move.
Why does Alex have to sit on the couch while you get to go out for a couple of days?
Prove her love. Isn't that what we're doing here?
Yeah, but why don't you prove your love and stay with her?
Yeah, but I'm going to go get some food and some grog and that.
Sorry, you just missed... You've missed Shakespeare over here. Why I had to leave was to get some food and some grog and that.
After the recent controversies with Donald Trump, Twitter has introduced a five strikes rule to ensure the platform is safer and more reliable.
And this is particularly aimed at anti-vaxxers because they're saying they are not going to endorse misleading information.
Do you want me to try it? I might hit Twitter.
Here's an experiment, Feb. Do an anti-vaxxing post, but then issue Nick a death threat and see which one gets...
I'm killing Nick now.
He already does that off air. I don't need it on Twitter as well. I just died
on your arms tonight. The music world is in the midst of a mystery with reports of a popular artist who is missing.
It's Fifi, Fev and Nick here at the Fox. That was Mike Posner. I haven't heard from him in a while. Great singer.
Mm. Hey, we haven't heard from Mike.
Good to have you back, Michael. You probably don't
think you're cooler than me. Speaking of mysteries, there are rumours surrounding footballer Brendan Favola being part of the illustrious Illuminati.
Now, you know how there's been talk for years about an underground railway from Tullamarine to Southern Cross?
Yeah.
Somebody tried to tell me yesterday there's already one running.
People in the Illuminati know about this stuff.
You're not in the Illuminati.
How do you know?
I reckon a fair chance I know you're not.
I reckon one of the first ways to get in would be you have to be able to spell it.
Oh, right, right, Mr.
I don't know how to spell it. That's why I'm not in there.
It'll start with A. Am I right?
No.
Is it you? Is it Illuminati?
Illuminati.
E.
No, I.
Oh, I see. Something strange in your neighbourhood.
Who you gonna call? A survey released this week has revealed that a lot of women actually prefer a man sporting the shaved head look.
Do you know, Ian, and I speak on behalf of women that I know and myself, bald is fun. Bald's a thing. No, it's a good thing. It's a good thing. Oh, it's all good. It just got weird because you two didn't speak. Oh, you just looked at me.
Weird because you just said, bald good. Bald
and
good.
At me you sound like my son. Like,
I know.
Bald good. Good bald.
Just happened.
We don't FaceTime, is.
And finally, Victorian Premier Dan Andrews has responded to claims that a relative of his is in the new season of Channel 9's Married at First Sight.
And this guy named Russell came on and I said to my wife, Alex, I go, that has to be Dan Andrews' twin brother. Now, were you aware of this lookalike? He's exactly like you, mate.
It has been drawn to my attention and the gentleman in question has my deepest sympathies.
That's it from the newsroom. For more Fifi, Fev and Nick, grab the podcast from the Listener app. And as the witness to a Melbourne crime this week said,
I was having shisha and my sunflower seeds and there was ratata outside.